الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وقال الله تعالى: للفقراء المهاجرين الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم وأموالهم يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا وينصرون الله ورسوله أولئك هم الصادقون. والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. Allah Most High says in Surah Al-Hashr, for the fuqara, for those poor muhajirin, those poor immigrants that were thrown out of their houses and were dispossessed of their wealth, and they only were seeking the grace of Allah Ta'ala and His pleasure, and they always helped Allah and helped His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those people are the sadiqun, the people of true faith. This is it's a maqam described in the Quran of Sidq. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the personification of it. Sidq is the maqam described in the Quran, the Siddiqeen wa shuhada wa saliheen. These are different maqamat that a person can attain. They're described in the Quran. The tafsilat of them come in the Quran and the tafsir. But it's a high rank of closeness with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says that these people, these immigrants, these muhajireen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali, and the rest of them, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that these people are the sadiqun, the true faith to ones, that they declare Islam and they're true in it, internally and out externally. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُ الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانِ those people who took the abode and the faith before the immigrants came to them. And so the dar is, and iman is what? It's Medina Munawwara. And this is a discussion between the ulama regarding the what is the true rank and the true mansab of Medina Munawwara with Allah Ta'ala and its afdaliya. But suffice to say that Medina Munawwara has a high maqam with Allah Ta'ala. And that it's majazan, it's referred to as a dar, and it's referred to as iman, it's referred to itself as faith. And darul iman is actually one of the names of Medina Munawwara. Medina Munawwara has so many different names. Those people who took as a residence the darul iman before the immigrants came to them, yuhibbuna man hajara ilayhim, and they love the ones who came to them as immigrants. And this is something that's very rare, it's something very strange, that every time there's a place when people come, poor people come as immigrants to a place as refugees. Oftentimes, refugees, if not almost always, they're treated as if they're despicable people, and they're treated with annoyance. That these people came, they want what we have. I already am having a hard time make ends meet, and these people are coming and leeching off of us, etc., etc. And if you have a, you know, if you have a doubt about that, then you can go and see, you know, even in the land we're in right now, how universally immigrants are loved or otherwise. So this is something that's a sifa that Allah chose to mention that was special about them, about the Ansar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that they loved the people who immigrated immigrated toward them and came in, lived with them. Why? Because they brought iman with them, they brought Islam with them, they brought salvation and eternal life with them. يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. And you won't find in their hearts any sort of reservation regarding these people who came toward them and toward what those people have and toward their wealth and toward their needs. Even if, وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً, even if the Ansar themselves are in dire poverty. Khasasa is not just that they're poor, meaning that they're, you know, having trouble making ends meet and, you know, can't go to Starbucks, have to go to Dunkin' Donuts because money is tight this month. Khasasa is that type of wealth that harms a person. That even if they're in that khasasa, it still is not strong enough to make them decrease in their love of those who immigrated toward them. And Allah Ta'ala then says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً, that they're the ones who prefer, they still prefer the Ansar over themselves, even if poverty is their lot, dire poverty is their lot. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, and whoever is protected from the stinginess and the miserliness of their own nafs, those are the ones that will attain success. And it's so beautiful. I mean, this is from the number of miracles of the Quran that Allah Ta'ala mentioned their sifa as what? وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, they prefer the muhajirin over themselves. And what happens after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died and left this world? There was a discussion, a mashwara between the Ansar of what are we going to do now? It's their city. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, they accepted him alone. They took bay'ah with him alone and they gave their city to him alone. And after he's gone, it's natural that it's their city, they're going to take over the responsibility for ruling it. So they're making mashra with one another as to who's going to be our leader after this. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar, in that mashra and the Saqifah to Bani Sa'ida, he came there and he reminded them, you remember you took bay'ah with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one of the conditions of your bay'ah with him is that you would prefer the muhajirin over yourselves. And they remembered that, and they at that very time and place, almost all of their chieftains, with very few exceptions, even those they said that we need to make mashra and we'll come back. By the end of the day, all of them, they took bay'ah with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nobody gives up power like that, except for through their iman. And Allah Ta'ala bore witness to this quality about them, that they preferred others over themselves. And this is the secret of why they have Medina. This is why, of all of the people amongst all the Arabs, Allah Ta'ala could have sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to in his hijrah, he chose what? He chose this one city. It says, it comes in the athar, that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was thrown three different places, Juwatha, Juhfa, and Yathrib, that one of these places will be the place of your hijrah. And why was it that he was given this place? Because these people, they went like just the extra mile. They're completely effaced themselves. And they did what nobody else would do out of their love for this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and their love for this deen. They embraced it in a way that no other people could have done. And so Allah Ta'ala memorializes that forever in his book. And it's something that we read as an act of worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause some of those sifat when we remember the sacrifices of the fuqara, the poor people from the muhajirin and the fuqara of the ansar. May Allah Ta'ala be pleased with them. You know, fine, you can't sacrifice like they did, but it should bring something in your heart that next time you have an opportunity to give something for the sake of Allah, at least to honor the superlative sacrifices that these people made, that it should give us a little bit courage also to sacrifice something for the sake of Allah, so that Allah can give us something like He gave them everything. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.